Richard Kingsmore with you with the new music show. I caught up with Q, the Sydney duo, and one of our unearthed winners who we managed to provide a slot on one of the showcases at One Movement in Perth. I caught up with them a couple of days ago at the One Movement Festival in Perth and found out a bit more about them. A Sydney duo, the two talents are really extraordinary with their influences and where they're coming from. They've just put out their debut album, and this is what they sound like. After this, you'll hear the sounds, well, you'll hear the thoughts of Q. This track from them is called Pixiphony.
You spat out my desire, but not the sensitivity. And I'm alone, but that doesn't mean I'm lonely. You spat out my desire, but not the sensitivity.
Okay, Alex and Freya from Q. Why don't we start with the obvious? What's the significance of the name? Because it is confusing people a little bit. Everyone goes searching for your name and types in the letter, but it's actually spelled KYU. Hate to start with a mundane question, but tell us where it comes from.
It's actually a Hindi word, which I study at uni, and it means why. And we wanted something that was short and punchy.
Yeah, well, short and punchy it is. And why then? Do you like the word?
It was more to do with the phonetics of the word more than the meaning. I mean, the meaning's lovely, but we just wanted something with very little connotation, something kind of short and percussive, like Freya said, punchy. Something
why?
That didn't really...
It's inquisitive. I don't know.
Well, why is a great word. It's good to ask questions. You were studying Hindi at university, Freya?
Yes, I'm finishing this semester.
Wow. Okay, why Hindi?
I went to India and I was really inspired. I was initially enrolled in French and then I thought, why am I doing that? I should do something more interesting. So I changed.
How long were you in India for and when was this?
I went when I finished high school in 2007 to 2008 for a month, and then I went back the next year for... I was in Nepal for 2 months, and then I was in India for 2 weeks.
Okay. Does this have anything to do with the music at Q? Because it's exotic, the sound that you have.
Yeah, I think definitely. I take a lot of influence from Indian music, and Alex has a lot of Celtic influences. So, yeah, we get compared a lot to African music, but we're definitely more inclined to, yeah, go with Indian and...
So how does the Indian and Celtic music worlds collide and make sense?
I think they're a lot more akin to each other than what meets the eye. Like, even in terms of the language, like Gaelic and Sanskrit go back to the same roots in terms of a language, and the music itself is very similar and finds itself in similar roots. And there are some kind of musicians like Lorraine McKennitt and people like that who are known for fusing the two. And I think I do have a Celtic background and I grew up listening to a lot of that kind of music, the more kind of primal, tribal Celtic stuff.
Did it immediately respond when you started hearing Celtic music? Did you feel like it was almost in your blood?
Yeah, it sounds so silly, but I did. And I've said that to people, and even like going for the first time to Scotland and Ireland and stuff and really feeling very at home there and stuff. And it's amazing how you can really feel in touch with a place and its history. And
yeah. Which, I mean, this is all very interesting, but if you two had crap voices, none of this would work, really, would it?
No, I don't think so. I think our music is very much vocal, and the rest of it is just kind of the foundations on which it stands. Like, I think we write all our music vocally, and it's stemmed in what we do together vocally.
So is it improv?
There are parts of it that are. I think once you start doing improv and then you play lots of shows, you end up kind of finding a pattern that you like to stick to. Yeah, definitely with us. I think vocals are what we can experiment with more than anything. Yeah, we love to muck around with our voices.
Has it been interesting also to see the reactions from people towards what you're doing? Obviously, it's been a passion of both of yours, and obviously the inspiration for creating the music sounds like it's been an exciting process. Has it also been exciting to kind of see that people have reacted positively to a lot of what you've done so far?
Totally wasn't expecting the response that we've gotten.
Yeah, we're really lucky. Like, we started writing music that we didn't ever think was experimental or tribal or anything like that. And
so we're just writing kind of daggy, daggy worldy pop. Like, it could have been on a sampler in Tree of Life or something. we had really no concept of the genre that we were writing, and no concept of the fact that we could have even been in, you know, the Sydney music scene. It's been really exciting to go from having no concept of that to then seeing how people have responded to it.
Where do you think it can go? Because I was watching you play and it's just the two of you on stage and you've got percussive elements and you've got keyboard elements and, of course, the vocal elements, which is a really exciting interaction which you've got on stage. Can you see it growing beyond that, though? Because I was looking and I was going, these two can still be the focal point, but you could almost have, like, strings behind you. You could have even more percussion behind you and have a really big setup on stage. Do you see it developing that way?
I think that's something we would love to do in the future. And for our Sydney album launch in the Paddington Uniting Church, we've got a choir. So that's kind of the first step for us to, expand the instrumentation, as it were. So, we'd love to do that. We'd love to one day, I don't know, compose a symphony and play with an orchestra.
And it's something that when we have the means to do it, I mean, Freya's got a wonderful background in classical music and classical composition, and she wants to write choral compositions. So I think in the future we'll be looking at doing that.
Okay, let's play a piece of music from Q right now to end this conversation, and I want you to sort of set up how this one came about to give us an insight into the creative process of Q. We're going to play Trains. So tell us the conversation that started Trains and how it ended up and maybe an insight into the track.
We wanted to write a happy song, and I think this is definitely our happy song of the album.
We're actually going to play at a party and we needed a party song.
Actually, it's changed a lot since then. It was kind of carnival-esque.
Eurovision.
Yeah,
people said. We wrote all of the songs on the album around the same period of time, except for Trains. Trains came a few months later, and it was really a very liberating, very uplifting, very happy song. And it's very literally like about riding on the outside of a train, like, you know, across the Sydney Harbour Bridge and looking up at the sky and feeling the wind in your head. Like it is so just pinnacle of happy and young. And yeah, we had so much fun recording it as well. We were just running around the room and hitting things and singing opera. We were so hyperactive, and that was those sounds. Sadly, they're not as loud as they were in the unmixed version, but those sounds came from about 2 hours of absolute hyperactivity in a very cooped up dark room.
Well, I've got to ask you then, given that the song was written for a party, how did it go down at the party?
Really well.
Okay,
so mission accomplished.
Yeah.
Freya and Alex from Q, good to meet you. Well done on this debut record. I think there's going to be international interest as well, if I can look into my little crystal ball. I think a lot of people overseas, you know, the word might start to spread about the music you've created. It's really special stuff. So good luck in the future, and let's hear Trains right now.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Beaten with a drumstick, like this. Beep, bang, beep, beep, bang.
Triple J.